Today on the captain's log, guys, Nick Swartzen. Hey, guy's going to pull out in front of us.
All right, let's not kill people.
He doesn't know we're live. He doesn't know we're live. That was the thing.
He did not know that we were live.
Yeah, he didn't get that.
Or alive.
So we're in Naples, Florida, man. How's it going for you?
Captain Brian, I'm solid, dude. I'm a little banged up. I got a little toasted last night.
Yeah, at the club or after?
Both.
Really?
Yeah, it was very fun. We went to a sports bar, and it was great. Lovely.
It was a good time.
Yeah, I hung out with the fans. They were awesome.
Naples. Everyone always loves that.
Naples likes Nick.
They definitely like Nick. I mean, my DMs are just like, I can't take it. There's so many, I can't respond. What are you doing? What time are you going to be? What's he doing? Where is he? Like, so we get a lot of response. I mean, obviously the shows, they're sold out. So that's awesome. And it's your birthday weekend. You're going to be 25?
I'm going to be 16.
16? Yeah. We can act like we're 21.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Arc. Yeah, no, I'm going to be 42.
God bless. I'm 42.
Which is awesome. Are you really?
Yeah, man.
42 brothers, dude.
42 and like twinsies.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Why was your flight so effed up here? What happened?
Because I flew into Orlando. Because
yeah.
I'm what you call a genius.
That's right next door.
So, yeah. For those of you that don't know, Orlando, I took a red eye, which sucks anyway.
Yeah.
So I land in Orlando. It's a 3-hour drive.
It's like 3.5, right?
Yeah. And then I fell asleep in the back of the cab. And I woke up and it turned out to be a 6-hour drive. So I don't know if the cab driver was having some fun with me.
He charged you for 6 hours.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was just...
For people who don't get it, like, if you don't live in Florida, because Florida's freaking huge. Like, if you're in Boston, in 3.5 hours, you could be in New York.
Yeah, literally. Like, you could be in London.
Yeah, you might as well have just flown into, like, freaking...
Yeah, it was just stupid. It's one of the many dumb choices I live my life by. Yeah, but I mean, I made it.
And then the birthday weekend, so you brought some homies with you, what?
Or just two of my buddies, very funny, Richard and my buddy Rob. So they came in to celebrate with me. So my birthday is on a Tuesday, which isn't ideal, right. But...
Why did you do that, dude?
Tuesday, I don't know, I chose that, too.
That was horrible. Horrible choice.
I chose my birth date. Yeah, so we'll figure it out. I always bring the party.
What about doing an airboat ride? Have you done that ever?
I don't even know what the fuck that is,
That's
man.
When you go in the swamp, right? Like on the boat
God.
With the big fan in the back?
I'm not spending my birthday on a swamp.
You should. It's interesting.
I've seen those before.
Yeah.
That looks pretty intense.
It's rad because you can slide. Like, you know, they drift and they go really fast.
Can you die?
Probably. You can get eaten by an alligator.
That's the last thing on my birthday wish list is to get eaten
by
an
alligator. I think it should be on the bucket list.
I heard a story. I don't know if it's true.
Yeah.
I believe it, though. I believe every story.
Let's hear it.
And it was about a guy in Florida, and he was at a bar, and in the back, they had a fence by the swamp, and there was a sign that said, like, watch out for alligators. So some dude was drunk and was, like, climbing over the fence, and someone's like, dude, there's an alligator right there. And his last words were, fuck that alligator. And then...
and he's done?
Yeah, the alligator.
He got chomped?
Yep, the alligator was like, what? Yeah. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Alligators, you know, they're not super aggressive, though. They'll get you. If you're, like, face level with them in the water, then they feel more aggressive. But when you're standing up, they see you, like, as a tall, like... thing, so they're not super aggressive, but they get aggressive when you feed them. That's what happens. People feed them, and then all of a sudden they think that every time that they see somebody, it's food, and they just don't know the difference between the food and the person.
Right.
I think that's the difference.
Maybe don't feed them.
Yeah, you're not allowed to feed them. It's against the law.
Yeah, when I stand up, every alligator thinks I'm Brad Pitt.
That's true.
That's a true story.
Yeah, they bring sexy
back.
The
second they see me.
So yeah. when you were told, hey, we're going to go to Naples, Florida, Off the Hook Comedy Club, what was the, how did that come about?
I got the offer. Captain Brian is paying me $300.
Yes.
No, I...
Wait, I have to pay you?
Oh, We didn't agree on that, did we?
I didn't think I paid you for this.
Whoops.
All right.
Pay me in salmon.
Yes. Tuna.
Tuna and salmon. No, I got the offer and I was like, oh, Naples. And so I called. I always like call other.
Yeah, who'd you call? That's interesting. I'd like to know.
I'm trying to remember, but I threw the vibe out and I was like, hey, is this legit? And people validated it. They were like, yeah, it's legit. Yeah. I think, who hit me up? Felipe Esparza.
Oh, Felipe's my boy. Yeah.
Yeah. He hit me up and validated it. So that was good enough for me.
He's a good dude. He's a good dude.
Love Felipe.
Thanks, Felipe. We love you.
Thanks, Felipe. But yeah, then I was like, Florida, I love Florida.
Yeah.
I have a blast down here. Some of my favorite shows of all time have been in Florida.
You've been on the road for how long?
I've been touring on my own and then with Adam Sandler, David Spade, Rob Schneider. So I've been on the road for like 2 years, pretty heavy.
Yeah.
So.
Are you ready to like take a little time off? Yep. Or you just want to keep hitting it? You are, right?
Yeah. I just filmed my special for Netflix. It's my fifth special, which is insane.
That's awesome.
So now that that's in the can, I've got like some scattered dates in the fall, and then I'm taking some time off.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to Hawaii for 2 weeks. And nice. Then I start...
You've been to Hawaii, yeah.
I spend a lot of time in Hawaii. Yeah. A lot. Love it.
I love it, too.
And then, I get into football season, so I'm going to... From Minnesota, so I'm a Vikings fan, so I go to Minnesota games.
I'm a Pats fan. I'm from New England originally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't hate on the Pats.
No.
A lot of people do.
I don't hate on any team, really. I just always root for my New England team still.
Right.
I still go with Florida. Like, if I have to go with a Florida team because New England's not in it, then that's my second go-to.
What, Tampa Bay?
I'll go Tampa Bay or Dolphins.
Right.
Either way, I like them both. I don't pick a team and say, oh, I hate the Dolphins because I'm a Tampa Bay fan. Which, can you do that, really, if you're in the same state?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah?
Because that happened to me when I went to New York. I started comedy in Minnesota. Yeah. Then I went to New York.
Yeah.
And I like the Mets.
Oh, my God.
So I wore a Mets t-shirt, and I was walking down the street all excited and happy, like living in the big city from Minnesota.
Yeah.
I was like 20 years old. Some guy just goes, "Hey, the Mets fucking suck!" And there was this guy in a Yankees jersey driving by us. And I was like,
"Nice."
It's the same city.
Right?
Yeah, it's literally, what the fuck?
I think a lot of New Jersey people like the Mets, right? And then...
I guess, yeah.
And the New Yorkers really want to go with the Yanks.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. But it was just funny. Cause I was like, "I'm in New York, the Mets!
You were
fuck you!"
You were proud of that until then.
Yeah, it was all bummed out.
Yeah. But he was probably like, he felt like that made his day.
Yeah.
He rolled his window down and told you off.
That's how they roll in the East Coast in New York.
He didn't know later on you'd be on the captain's log telling him off.
Yeah, he had no idea.
What a jackass that guy is.
Yeah, I bet he bopes, he's fucking watching.
Yeah.
The crocodile eats his dick.
So you're staying all the way till next week, right?
Yeah.
That's a good little break, though.
Yeah, it's a solid break. Good little time out, and then I go to Arizona. I have a show at Talking Stick Casino. And then, what time are the shows tonight?
Oh, we got like 7 shows in a row.
Fuck me.
No. 6 o'clock, I think it's 6 and 8.
What?
Yeah, because we were going to do a 10, but you chickened out. That's on Saturday.
I
want
to do 3
no,
shows.
No, wait, tonight's going to have a 10. But you nixed it.
I've done this too long to do 3 shows in a night.
Yeah, I get it.
It sucks doing 3 shows in the night. You have no fucking idea by the 3rd show. You have no idea what jokes you've told. You retell them. It's just confusing.
Do you tell jokes different in the first show than the second show, so your sets are different, or you just kind of go with it?
What do you mean?
Well, because now you have the show at, you have an early show and a late show. Do you do the same set, or is it set different sets?
It's the same set.
Same set.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I might switch it up.
No.
The crowd doesn't deserve that.
They're not going to get
that much.
They deserve
the best.
That's right.
No, and it's like some people will come back to shows, and they'll be like, "Oh, you did like the same act." And I'm like, yeah, because that's my fucking act. That's what you do.
People do ask that. Is it going to be a different show every night? I'm like, probably not. No,
that's insane.
It's probably not going to be.
No, I mean, there'll be different, like, little subtle differences.
Exactly. Exactly.
But, yeah, for the most part, it's...
You working on any movies right now?
I have a movie in the can. It's called The Buddy Games. Myself, Josh Duhamel, Olivia Munn, Dax Shepard, Kevin Dillon. And that's coming out early next year.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. R-rated, dark comedy. And then...
What's your part? What do you play?
I play a guy named Bender, shockingly. And I play... We're all best friends.
Yeah.
So the premise of the movie is we have a thing called the Buddy Games every year, mm-hmm. where it's like a little Olympics and we compete against each other. And Dan Bacchanal from the show Veep... plays one of the leads.
Okay.
And during the Buddy Games one year, I fucking shoot him in the nuts with a paintball gun. And it explodes his balls.
Yeah.
And he goes into a depression and a spiral. And then we all stop being friends. And then his mom calls up Josh Duhamel's character and she's like, you have to get the Buddy Games back on. And try to help him.
To do it.
Because it's the only thing that'll, like, bring him back. Like, he needs his friends.
How do you think you always get... cast for these kind of roles?
Well, this is more like this is more intense.
Yeah.
Like, I have, like, a breakdown scene where I cry. So, like, normally I'm, like, the wacky, crazy person.
Right.
So this is actually the most normal role I've had.
Do you think you get the wacky, crazy person because that's more of, like, a character, it's easier for you to do? Or just because you've had a few and then they keep liking you doing those roles?
I think it's that.
Yeah.
I think that, like... I'm really good at being an insane person. So Sandler just is always like, you know, he's like, oh, what part should Nick? Oh, it'll be this, you know, you can pull off this insanity.
Well, that's cool.
It's fun,
it's
man.
It's a good friend to have.
Yeah. And then other than that, I'm just working on TV. I'm developing 3 TV shows.
Really?
A sitcom, an animated show, and a short form show.
So what's that like when you're writing those shows? You write them and then you have them animated, or how does that work?
You pitch it to an animation studio and then you write it. And then they give you like prototypes of like what the characters could look like.
And how many times have you pitched something and they're like, that's a winner? Or how many times you pitch it and it's like, that show sucks?
I mean, I've been in this business 22 years.
Yeah.
I've pitched probably 20 shows and sold maybe 2. you just keep going, but it's super frustrating.
People don't get that though. They think that like you just continuously like have shit going on nonstop. Like everything you touch just turns to freaking big screen.
Yeah, no, you have to like really fucking work and be lucky. I mean, there's so many shows I've created that I'm so bummed they didn't get green lit. I had one that I love that maybe I'll do as a movie someday, but it was called Bro Assassin. And it was about a kid that was raised to be an assassin by his dad, who was an assassin. And then his dad felt bad. They were like in Vietnam. And that's where they lived.
Really?
So then he moves back to the States and his dad feels bad. He's never had a life. He's just been this killing machine.
Yeah.
So he sends him off to college. And he just completely falls in love with it and becomes like the ultimate frat guy. But he still has to be an assassin. So he kills people. Like at night he has like a double life, but still lives at the frat house and like is a huge partier. Fucking.
I like the party part.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you write, do you have to write like every word? Because that's a question people ask me all the time. Like, dude, he says he writes stuff, right? Does he write like every word? How much do you have to write for them to?
Write a lot.
Like,
I mean, I can write every word, even though I only know like 4 words. But yeah, no, I've written the entire script for a ton of stuff.
Yeah,
and then I've rewritten scripts. I rewrote Grandma's Boy. Grandma's Boy was supposed to be a romantic PG-13 comedy.
Really?
And Sandler was like, no. He's like, I want it rated R, like, fucking weird. So I was like, I can do that. So I did a whole rewrite of the script.
I don't think I could sit down long enough to write. Like, just write.
It is tedious.
Right?
Yes. It's very tedious. but, you know, you have to do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely.
But you get kind of over it, though. Like, I'm kind of at the tail end of just over it. It's just, I don't know.
When do you say, like, all right, I'm packing it in, I'm just going to go to Hawaii?
I don't know. My buddy called me up, and he goes, I just opened a bar on Maui. And I go, okay. He goes, it's called the Dirty Monkey. It's in Lahaina. And I go, awesome. And he goes, yeah. He goes, I got my house on the water, 5-bedroom house. He goes, you can have a room, whatever you want. Stay as long as you want. And I go, can I get a job? He goes, what do you mean? I go, can you get me a job, like bartending?
Yeah.
And he goes, are you serious? And I go, yeah. I go, fuck it.
What job?
And he goes, wait. He goes, yeah. He goes, yeah, sure. So I call my agent, and I go, hey, what's up, man? I go, here's the deal. I think I'm going to move to Maui and just be a bartender. And he was like, what? And I go, yeah, fuck it, man. That sounds awesome. I go, I've been in this business 22 years. I've done everything. I've had my own movies. I've had my own TV shows. I've done it. I've had 5 specials. And he was like, no, you're not fucking moving to Maui and being a bartender.
Well, as an agent, he's thinking, I can't make any money if you do that. Well,
yeah, exactly. But he was just like, no. What's wrong with God. You? But I was like dead serious. I had to call my buddy back. I was like, yeah, it turns out I can't do it. And he was like, yeah, no shit. It's like, I would have given you a job, of course. I wouldn't mind Nick Swartzen bartending at my bar.
That would have been pretty hot.
That would have been pretty awesome, I think.
What jobs have you been good at besides in the movies?
Nothing.
No, seriously, have you had some fails, though?
I've had so many fails.
What was the worst?
Outside of the business, I've gotten fired from every job I've had.
That's hard to believe. I can't imagine
why. I got fired from... I was a bus boy. I was a bag boy. I was a fucking server. I would just get fired all the fucking time.
For not showing up or being late?
No, it was more just like not giving a fuck.
Right.
So I got fired from a bakery one time because I put all the... We sold these brownies.
Yeah.
And they weren't selling that well one day, so I just put them and smashed them all together, like 40 of them.
Oh, that's good.
And I tried to sell it as a giant chocolate hamburger. For $300. And they were just, they weren't feeling it.
They didn't like that.
No, they didn't like
that. I understand that. I don't see a problem with that. I think that was a good move.
Yeah, then I worked at a Chinese food restaurant and got into a rice fight with one of the other coworkers, and they didn't like that.
Like handfuls of rice, or you flicking
scoops of rice. We just started whipping them at each other because we were bored. So I got fired for that. Yeah.
That's not a...
Comedy was the only thing that...
Right.
I had to do.
Clearly see that you were limited.